bays.
So you're fourth, brother.
We are four lines from the end. That's where we left off in the shir. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman, kol sveka lekamesha dinan. Any suffek we throw at the end, in front of us, meaning that when we have a sveka diyoma, we're going to say that, for example, sukkis that falls out on the 15th of Tishrei, if we have a sveka diyoma, we're going to say that we're going to celebrate days 15 and 16. We are not going to celebrate day 14. Lememra, that is to say, the chamesar v'shitzar of dinan, what we're going to celebrate is the 15th and the 16th, right? Chamesar and shitzar is the 15th and the 16th. Our base are low of dinan, but we're not going to celebrate the 14th. Now, you might ask, why would we celebrate the 14th? It can only be the 15th or the 16th. Where on earth do we get the 14th from? So that's what the Gemara now says.
What's going on? I'm sorry. This came from left field.
Left field. So center field, right field. I wonder why they say it came from left field. Like right field would be just as far away, no? At any rate, when we have a sveka diyoma, right? Let's say we don't know when they were Mekadesh Lechodesh. So what?
We're out in Golis, somewhere far away. In other
far,
words.
Far away. We're out in Kansas. We're in Kansas still, right? We're still in Kansas.
You can even have
so.
Tibet. Yeah, go.
So, anytime we have a sveka diyoma, Rabbi Zeira Amar of Nachman is Mekadesh, that a sveka diyoma is celebrated on the 15th and the 16th of Tishrei. Okay.
Okay.
It is not celebrated on the 14th. We do not, we are not choshesh, we are not concerned that the 14th of Tishrei is also perhaps a Yom Tov. Now, this sounds obvious. It sounds obvious that the 14th should not be celebrated. We know that the 15th of Tishrei is going to be celebrated as Sukkis. The question is, do we celebrate the 16th as well? Because we don't know if they were Ma'abir the Chodesh Elul. If they made Chodesh Elul a Malay, a full month, or they made it a Chaser, a 29-day month. If they made it a 29-day month, it would be the 15th. If they made it a Malay, it would be the 16th. So our Gemara is Mechadesh, that we don't celebrate the 14th. So the obvious question is going to be, why would we celebrate the 14th? The 14th has nothing to do with this.
Like, why is this even a
Shaila? Why is this even a Shaila? Exactly. Okay. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Vili Avid Nami our Besar. I'll tell you, we should celebrate the 14th. Why? Because Dilma Chasruha La'av V'Chasruha La'elul. Maybe not only was Elul a chaser month in 29-day month, but the month before was also chaser. So it was a 29-day Av, a 29-day Elul, and therefore, really, Sukkah should be pushed up to the 14th. In other words, we didn't know. We're in Kansas. We don't know what's going on, right, with Toto and Dorothy, right? And we don't know what's going on. We don't know when they were Mekadesh. So we were saying the whole time, well, maybe they were Mekadesh on the 29th. It was a 29-day Elul, therefore we celebrate the 15th. And maybe it was a 30-day Elul that we celebrate on the 16th. So we don't know. But then the Gemara says, well, what about Av? Maybe Av was Chaser too, and we didn't know about it. And so therefore, if Av was Chaser, and Elul was Chaser, and we were...
all these months went by, and we don't know where... when all these Roshei Chadashim were by the 12th of Tishrei or something?
That's what happens when you live in Kansas.
I thought even when you lived in Kansas that by then that there was certainly notification.
So apparently not. The Gemara gives a similar teretz to what you're suggesting, which is, why are we not concerned about the 14th? Tre yarchi chasiri kala istahu. To have two consecutive months of chasers would be a kol for that. In other words, the Gemara is saying that if the month of Av were chaser, the previous month, which is Tammuz, very good. Tammuz is definitely going to be a chaser month. And therefore, every year apparently, even according to Rashi...
with the fixed calendar or even... even before the fixed calendar?
Very good question. According to Rashi, even before they had the fixed calendar, they always made Tammuz a chaser. How Rashi came out with that, I don't know, because that's difficult, because that's the whole point of having Edim. Edim come and testify on a chaser month or on a malay month. But Rashi assumes that for some reason, somehow, we were able to negotiate it, that Tammuz was always a chaser. And if Tammuz is always a chaser, then the following month, if the following month were chaser, meaning Av, if Av were in fact chaser, everybody would know about it. There would be a tremendous kol. People would be texting left and right and WhatsApping and Facebooking that there was a chaser month in Av, and therefore Tammuz and Av were both chaser. This is like headline news in the New York Times, and therefore everybody would know about it.
You already said that.
So therefore, even if you want to say that Av was chaser, people would know about that already. So don't tell me we're going to celebrate the 14th because of the concern that maybe Elul was chaser and Av was chaser. Because if Av was chaser, we would definitely know.
Well, why wouldn't this be headlines on Elul?
It wouldn't be headlines on Elul because you're saying if Av and Elul were chaser?
Regardless.
Right.
If Elul is chaser, period, I'm saying...
Elul is typically a chaser month, so that's not going to make headline news.
Okay, if Elul is Mali, do we make it headline news?
And we don't.
And if there's no headline news, do we assume it's chaser?
We do not. And as we'll see, we do not make Elul, when Elul is a Mali, we do not make it headline news. And we'll see in the next Gemara that we don't make it headline news.
This is going against the Gemara we learned before.
How so?
So 6 months chaser, 6 months mole.
That was a das yachid. That was a single opinion that said one may mole, one may chaser. You're right.
And
that
it's we're alternate, not alter, always we're alternating.
Always alternating. It seems, I guess, even Bizman, that the Edom, I don't know how they negotiated that, even Bizman, the Edom, I think.
Did the Antrikas Hagadol have WhatsApp?
Who?
Antrikas Hagadol, they have WhatsApp?
They had WhatsApp. They can get into the group if you want. It's the, I don't know what exactly the WhatsApp group is called.
Light torches, something like that.
They were very fortunate not to have smartphones.
Yeah, they were. That's how they became Gedolim, and that's why we're all. That's why we're all Katanim.
Shimon Bar Yochai was in the cave, and he saw the dove, right?
He saw the dove, yeah.
Maybe the dove went out and made sure that people in Kansas.
I don't know.
Sarachian.
Hashem has his ways.
Hashem has his ways. In a Hanami. I will second that motion.
I don't mean the app.
Right, exactly. He has his WAZE. Okay. Says the Gemara now, and this Gemara is now going to prove that there wasn't a kol when it was a Mali month. There wasn't at all a kol. Levi ikla lebavel. Levi went up to Bavel bechadzar b'tishrei on the 11th of Tishrei. He went up to Bavel on the 11th of Tishrei, and Amar he said, Basim tavshila de babloi biyom rabba de ma'arava. The tavshil, the pot, or the meals, the dishes of the Babylonians is bosom. It is sweet. It's good tasting. It's sweet. The dishes of the Babylonians is sweet in the Yom Rabbah, meaning Yom Kippur of the West, meaning of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, what Levi was saying was that actually you celebrated a day before us. Your 11th day, Bavel, is really the 10th of Eretz Yisrael because they made it a Malay and you didn't know about it. So you celebrated on Yom Kippur on a day that wasn't actually Yom Kippur. So Amri Leh, they said to him, Asid, you should testify that in fact in Eretz Yisrael it was a Mali month and we should be, today, the 11th, we should be celebrating or we should be fasting Yom Kippur. So Amar Lahu, he said to them, no. Lo shamati mipi Bezdin Mekudesh. I actually didn't hear it straight from Bezdin that it was a Mekudesh month. And as we're going to learn on Thursday, when it comes to Tishrei and when it comes to Nisan, you must hear it. The Shluchei Bezdin that are coming out and they are going to publicize
you.
the Shluchei Beis Din must hear Mekudosh. And if Levi is going to be a Shliach...
Levi was a Shliach?
If he is going to be a Shliach, anybody can be a Shliach. If Levi is going to be a Shliach, he had to have heard straight from Beis Din that it's a Mekudosh month. They have to hear Mekudosh, Mekudosh, and then go out.
Not a problem during the week.
What?
Not a problem.
What was their basis? Was that with Anshe Knesset at all?
What? Was it specifically the Anshe Knesset Gedola that was Mekadosh Chodesh?
That's what I'm asking.
I guess so. I guess it's one. I guess it's the Anshe Knesset Gedola. I guess so.
She was a young man.
Sanhedrin. It was Sanhedrin. So they had to hear it straight from Sanhedrin. Mekudosh, Mekudosh. If they didn't hear it, then it doesn't work. And we're going to learn that on Thursday, when it comes to Tishrei Nisan, they had to hear it. Any other month, they didn't have to. But Tishrei Nisan, they had to.
Because
we'll see on Thursday.
Between those two, I'm talking about you have the whole calendar set.
Yes.
Between Tishrei and Nisan.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So since Levi, who was coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and made it to Bavel on the 11th, had not heard from Beis Din, from Sanhedrin.
So he wasn't functioning as a Shliach.
Correct. He was just reporting. He was a reporter. Fox News.
It's not a problem.
He was just a reporter.
What was he reporting?
He was reporting that you should know in the West they're actually keeping Yom Kippur today.
It's not a problem.
He was a reporter, but he wasn't a Shliach because he didn't hear it from Beis Din.
There was a point fake news.
So it's like,
how did he get from one place to the other? So they were showing him to say he was actually on the Tchum. He was right there at the border of Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, and he heard from the people on the border that they're celebrating.
But Eretz Yisrael doesn't border Bavel.
What?
I don't get it.
Bavel doesn't
border. Yeah, it borders. It borders.
He was in Eretz Yisrael. I don't get this. He was in Eretz Yisrael.
Doesn't it border? Doesn't
no. Lebanon. Whatever. Syria.
Biblical
Israel.
Biblical Israel goes into Lebanon, goes into Syria. Biblical Israel goes into Iraq.
So what?
I think so.
What
do you got?
Goes from Syria to Iraq? Where was it? I'm horrible with geography.
Well, in present day. To,
you can't go by present
to the
day.
East of Israel and
it's not in Russia,
which is bothered by this, like,
which is to the south.
Where is Levi on Yom Kippur?
One is north and one is south of the other.
Levi on Yom Kippur, Lechora, was in Eretz Yisrael.
And then on the next day, and then immediately after, he started traveling to Bavel, and he got there within one day.
Yeah, he must have been on the edge. I don't know where Eretz Yisrael stops and Bavel starts. I'm not.
And if he was on the edge, how else could it be that the people were so close and didn't know?
I don't know.
There's a lot of caution.
There could be kashas on it. I mean, I don't think it's terribly.
Unless you say, you could say, he got there before Yom Kippur. He got there Tet Tishrei.
Got where?
Bavel.
He got to Bavel on Tess. Yeah. That's a possibility.
And then he did Yom Kippur by himself because no one else was doing
it. Also, if he got to the border of Bavel, it doesn't mean that's where
If you look at Tosas says on the third line of Tosas, he says, Inami, it's possible. Tosas says, B'yom HaKippurim Shel B'nei Bavel Ba. He came on the 10th of, on Yom Kippur of B'nei Bavel, meaning the 10th of B'nei Bavel. Samach
L'Chashecha. How could he be that? It's Yom Kippur.
V'hu Haya Erev Yom Kippur Livnei Eretz Yisrael. So he came on what was the 9th of Bnei Eretz Yisrael. He came, so he had already heard, he was traveling on his way, the 5th, 6th, 7th, he was in Eretz Yisrael, he was traveling on his way, he had heard from Bnei Eretz Yisrael that they were celebrating Yom Kippur on what was going to be the 10th, and what was going to be, because it was a Malay, so by the time he made it to Bavel, either you say he made it to Bavel on the 11th, or you say he made it to Bavel on what was the Bavel's 10th, or 10th at night, and he reported what he had seen. It's possible that he was traveling the whole time in Eretz Yisrael, and then he finally made it to Bavel on the 11th. That's possible. You don't even have to say that he was on the Tchum, I don't think. I think you could say he was traveling the entire time in Eretz Yisrael. He happened to make it to Babel on the 11th.
That's pretty good.
When were they Mekadosh HaChodesh? On the 1st, obviously. Yeah. Right? So he had 10 days to make it. 10 days to make it to Babel. Right?
From
Eretz Yisrael. From Yerushalayim, let's say. Or not even necessarily from Yerushalayim. He could have made it from Beit Shemesh.
He wasn't in Yerushalayim, right? Because he didn't hear Mekudosh.
Well, he could have been in Yerushalayim, just not by the Sanhedrin.
Beit Shemesh, Tarak's pretty far.
It's not so, it's
a pretty far walk, you know.
No, if you use the hoverboards,
the hoverboards,
so then it's not so bad.
That's why these Gemaras are always a proxy.
So basically he's saying this is what they're doing in Eretz Yisrael.
The whole book is literal.
But I'm not telling you what to do or what you should have done because I didn't hear Mekudosh, and I can't tell you.
Exactly.
That.
I cannot tell you how to paskin. Exactly. I cannot tell you in a fact. I'm just telling and reporting to you what happened. Machmiz Rabbi Yochanan announced, Kol Heicha Dematu Shluchei Nisan Velamatu Shluchei Tishrei. Wherever you have it, where the Shluchei Nisan make it, but the Shluchei Tishrei don't. Okay? So in other words, when Beis Din said Mekudosh, the Shluchei Beis Din went out. Now, the Shluchei Beis Din only make it so far in Eretz Yisrael. They can make it, let's say, 100 miles. Just saying. They make it, let's say, 100 miles. In a Nisan month, they can make it 100 miles. But in Tishrei, they cannot make it 100 miles. They can only make it 80. Why? Because in Tishrei, what's slowing them down?
Yom Kippur.
They've got not only Shabbos that they can't do anything on, but they've got Yom Kippur too. So they're slowed down several days. Actually, Rosh Hashanah also, they're slowed down because Rosh Hashanah they can't.
I thought we said that they can be Mechalel Shabbos for Tishrei.
Shluchei Beis Din cannot be Mechalel Shabbos. Edim can be Mechalel Shabbos. Edim, witnesses that see the new moon, they can be Mechalel Shabbos. Shluchim cannot. Okay? That's a Gemara Mefureshes in Chaf Aleph Amid Beis that we will learn on Thursday. The Shluchim cannot be Mechalel Shabbos. They cannot be Mechalel Yomtif. So, on Tishrei, what's slowing them down is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They've got a couple of days slowing them down, so they can only make it 80 miles. On Nisan, they can make it 100 miles. The difference of 20 miles, right? That's what you need at your accounting comes in. It's 100 minus 80 is what?
A stream.
Okay, so that your 20 mile difference, that area, that geographic area is now like a gray area.
They use fires.
What?
They use fires in the mountains. You can see the fires.
That's the Gemara Mefureshes and Chav Beis, that they only use fires up until the point where the Apikorsim started. Remember the Apikorsim started and they do their own fires. So they said, no more fires, we're sending shluchim. That's where Shluchim came from. After the fires were negated because the Apikorsim were getting up there, Tzedukim were getting up there and doing their fire thing and fooling everybody.
Women of the Wall.
What?
Women of the Wall were making trouble.
Women of the Wall were making trouble. There you go. That's on the record, people.
Women of the Wall. Women of the Wall.
Women of the Wall.
You don't know Women of the Wall?
I just want to make sure I heard the right thing.
Women of the Wall were making trouble even back then. So
they couldn't make it. So they couldn't make it.
I love this stuff. What?
So they couldn't make it.
So that gray area, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan announced, any time, any area in which the Shluchim were able to get there in Nisan, but not able to get there in Tishrei, that gray area, Liavdu Treyomi, they're going to have to keep 2 days, even in Nisan. Why? Gzera Nisan Atu Tishrei. Because of Gzera Nisan Atu Tishrei. In other words, if we allow those people that are in that gray area, that 20 mile area, to celebrate only one day of Nisan, they're going to say, you know what? We're just going to do one day in Tishrei. So we want to prevent that because we don't know for certain that they're able to keep one day in Tishrei. So therefore, we're going to require that they celebrate a second day even on Nisan, despite the fact that the Shulchan actually make it there. Rabbi Aibu Bar Nagri, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Both Rabbi Aibu Bar Nagri and Rabbi Chia Bar Abba were Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan who made this takana. And they iklu lahu asra. They went to that place to have a matur shluchim nisam lo matur shluchim tishrei. They went to such a place where, in fact, the shluchim were able to make it in Nisan, but not able to make it in Tishrei. So they were in that gray area. The Avdi Chadyoma, and the people of that area kept one day, Velo Amr Lehu Velo Midi. And these guys, the Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan, did not say anything. Shama Rabbi Yochanan heard about this V'ikbid. He got very upset. Amr Lehu, he said to his Talmidim, Lav Amri Lehu, didn't I tell you guys? Hecha Dematu Shluchin Nisa Velo Matu Shluchin Tishrei, Liavdu Tre Yomi, Gzera Nisa Natu Tishrei. Didn't I tell you guys?
Yeah.
This is what we're doing, people. Come on. That's what he said. He said it in that language. Bezel Lashon, this is what we're doing, people. Come on. That was his Lashon. Rashi brings down, that was his Lashon. It's right there, right? V'chule. It's a quote in Rashi.
They want one day, they don't want
two. They want one, exactly.
No, because they had a history of one day.
Right, they had a history of one day. These guys had to get up and say, we're doing it wrong. Yeah. That's the way it goes, Charlie. Rava, what? Rava Havaragil. You beat me to the punch. Rava Havaragil, the Havayasib Tanisa. He was very accustomed to sitting in Tainis on Yom Kippur, Treyomi. He would always keep 2 days of Yom Kippur. Why? Because he was concerned about the Sfeik of the Yoma.
For fasting or everything?
Everything. He kept two Yom Kippurs across the board, and he did this in case they made Elul Ma'ubur. Even though we know it was rare that Elul was Ma'ubur, he was concerned maybe they would make Elul Ma'ubur and I wouldn't hear about it because I was in Pumbedisa, Rebbe. So it's in Pumbedisa. So
is that in Bavel?
Bavel. So he wouldn't hear about it. He was concerned about Isser Daraisa, Kares, so therefore he kept 2 days and he fasted.
Pumbedisa.
Okay. With a pay and then a base. But Zimnachada, it happened one time. Eshtekach Kavasei, it happened like him. Meaning it was 1 year where there was a Malay, and in fact, what was for him the 11th of Tishrei was actually for Bnei Eretz Yisrael the 10th of Tishrei, and Taka, because he fasted a second day, he was not Chayiv Kares. Now, we're going to learn in a later Gemara that's not so pashut, because really, we're going to hold that any time we have a takana that says if we hold that the 10th is this day, then that's going to be the 10th. So we have, it's perfectly permissible for the Bnei Bavel who kept 1 day, and even if there was a Malay and they were keeping what was for them the 11th and for Bnei Eretz Yisrael the 10th, it was totally permissible because there's a gzeiras hakas of atem, right? Asher tikru osam b'moadam. You should call it, right? It's atem. You should call it, even if you make a mistake. You should call it. So we'll see that what he did was really a chumrah ba'alma. It was a chumrah, but it was not necessary. It was not necessary. In any case,
he's messing something up too. Because if the 11th of Tishrei was the real Yom Kippur, then he should be eating on the 10th of Yom Kippur.
Well, he was mesubah.
Because it's a mitzvah to eat.
It's a mesubah. The whole thing's a suffix here.
Okay, we're saying, but that's a sheval tasa. I'm not going to get into that. It's a good question, but it's not for now. It's a good question, not for now.
The whole thing is a
suffix. All things are
suffix. No, it's not a bad.
He was even doing it when it wasn't a suffix. You say he did it every year.
Every year he did it. No, because he didn't know. He didn't know when they were going to make it a mali, when they were going to make it a
tasa. So
he did it himself. It's like a diyoma.
There's one time he did.
Rav Nachman Yosef, you hold me back. Moshe, you hold me back. I'm trying to go vayit. You hold me back. Rav Nachman Yosef b'tanisa kula yomi d'kipuri. Rav Nachman sat in Tainis the entire day of Yom Kippur. La'orta, and at night, what happened? Asa hugavra, he's about to take a big bite out of his big bologna sandwich. And what happens? Asa hugavra, a guy comes to him, and Amar Leila Machar Yom Rabba, you should know, tomorrow is Yom Kippur. Meaning, you celebrated the wrong Yom Kippur, and tomorrow is the Yom Kippur, Bara Rava, in the West. And Amar Leila, he says...
Meaning the day that he's about to take this bite?
Right, meaning he was...
About to take a bite.
Right, he was getting about to... Because he thought that it was a chaser. Meanwhile, it was a Malay in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't know about it. This guy comes to him and says... You can't have your bologna sandwich.
Okay.
So
bologna is not kosher.
It was New York Deli.
It was New York Deli. Yeah, it's Hebrew National. It's perfectly fine.
It's
Hebrew National. Okay, go ahead.
They respond to a higher authority.
So Amar Leih. So Rav Nachman said to Rava. Right. What is it?
We call to a higher authority.
I said they go. We go to a higher authority, but not the highest.
Exactly. Right. We want to know what they're... Yeah. Okay, here we go. Amar Leih. So Rav Nachman says to the guy, why are you telling me this? Meheichad. Wait, you're messing me up. Where are you from? So Amar Leih, the guy says to him, what?
It's like a tag team.
Mida Maharia. I'm from the Maharia. So Amar Leih, so he says to him, the Maharia. Somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, I'm guessing. And Amar Leih, he says to him, it's called the Maharia because Dam Tehe Achriso. It's like Rosh Hashanah, right? It's a, what do you call it? At any rate, it's a, Dam Maharia is short for Dam Tehe Achriso. He's making a pun, and he's saying that it's called Dam Maharia because you are making my end blood, meaning you're killing me. Because you are now making me keep not only what I already kept of Yom Kippur, what I thought was the 10th, but now you're making me keep the next day as well.
Yeah, give me a Shiloh.
Couldn't he do it too?
Well, I guess not. You asked Rav Nachman.
Should have asked me.
Kari Aleh. Right, that's exactly why we didn't ask you. Kari Aleh, and therefore Rav Nachman called on this man, Kalim Hayu Rodfeinu. Our pursuers were light on their feet. Why does he use this pasuk? Our pursuers were light on their feet because this guy was living in Eretz Yisrael and made it somehow all the way to Bavel. He was able to make it to Bavel to report to Rav Nachman that he is keeping the wrong day. So he called him light on his feet, and he was a pursuer because he's pursuing me and making me keep a day that I did not intend on keeping.
Did he listen to him?
I have no idea. That could be a question for you after Mayav.
His name was Stein, he probably did.
Okay. Alright, I don't get it. Shalach le Rav Huna Bar Avin. The Rava. Okay. Rav Huna Bar Avin sent to Rava the following. He sent to him the following.
Would have been 3 days too.
Kad chazis the mashkat kufat hebis. When you see that the Tekufa of Teves is stretching Ad Shisar ben Nisan all the way until the 16th of Nisan, Avra le'ahi shaita, I want you to make an Uber Shana. In other words, I want you to intercalate another month into the year, and I want you to create an Adar Sheni.
It's like a winter.
Didn't they say they're already in Nisan?
No, it's not already in Nisan. You see, you're in Tkufas Teves right now. Tkufas Teves is from middle of Teves, right? All of Shvat, all of Adar, and half of Nisan. Now, you're somewhere in the middle of Tkufas Teves, and you see this thing is going to stretch out. Now, how exactly they know when the Tkufa starts and when it... I don't know exactly how that comes about. The Tkufa is based on the solar calendar, but somehow they know that the Tkufa of Teves is actually going to... It normally is supposed to end at the 14th, but they see that it's actually ending in the 16th. So if they see that it's going to end at the 16th, meaning it's going to go through the 15th, you're going to have to intercalate a month into the year. Why? So the Gemara says, and you shouldn't be concerned about doing this. The reason why you might be concerned, don't be afraid to do it. The reason why you might be afraid to do it is because this concept of the Tkufas Teves stretching into Nisan and therefore intercalating a month as a result is a Das Yachid in Sanhedrin. It's a Das of the Acherim in Sanhedrin. And therefore you might say, well, it's a Das Yachid, we shouldn't do it. But here he's saying, Rav Huna Bar Avin is saying to Rava, you should not be concerned and you should do this. You should intercalate it. Dichsiv, because it says in the Pasuk the following, Shamoras Chodesh Ha'aviv. You should protect, you should guard the Chodesh Ha'aviv. Now, what is Aviv? Aviv is a reference to Chodesh Nisan, and it's called Aviv because, Nisan is called Aviv because it has to do with the ripening of the fruits, which is the Aviv. That's the ripening of the fruits. You have to make sure that the Aviv the season of the Aviv, the season occurs at the Chodesh. What is the Chodesh? The Chodesh is the Chidush, meaning it's when the month becomes new. The month only is new in the first 14 days of the month. After that, the moon starts to become small again, in which case it's no longer considered a new moon, it's considered an old moon. So, the Chidush, or the Chodesh, or Chidush, however you want to, it's called Chodesh HaAviv, but we learn it to be Chidush HaAviv. So the Aviv, the season of Aviv, which is Nisan, must fall out, the season of Aviv must fall out in the Chidush, while the month of Nisan is still B'Chidusha, is still in its newness. So it must be that Teves is going to fall out in the Tkufa of Aviv is going to fall out during the 14 days. It's going to finish in the first 14 days of Chodesh Nisan. If it doesn't, if it stretches beyond that, and it can't be.
It has to be in the beginning.
Right. It's got to be in the first 14 days. It's got to be B'Chidusha, in the newness of the month. It's got to be in the first half, the first 14 days. So if we see it's going past 15 days, then we got a problem, okay? If it goes through 14, it's not a problem, because what we can do is we can always add another day. We can make it an Uber Chodesh. We can make Adar an Uber Chodesh and add another day into Adar, and therefore make it so that it ends in the 14th. But if we see that it's going to all the way end through the 15th, then you got no choice. There's nothing you can do about it anymore. So you're going to have to intercalate an entire month in order to make sure that Chodesh HaAviv falls out B'Chidusha. It falls out still in the newness of the month. We must have Nisan. We must have the Chodesh Nisan fall out still in the Chidush, in the first 14 days of the month. If we see that it's stretching beyond that, we're going to have to intercalate. So that's what the Gemara says. Shemor es Chodesh HaAviv, Shmor Aviv Shel Tekufa, Shehei B'Chodesh Nisan. You got to make sure that the Aviv Shel Tekufa, the Tekufa of Aviv, which is the next season, the season of Nisan, the season of Aviv, is going to fall out B'Chodesh Nisan, is going to fall out B'Chidusha. So we've got to have it where Teves, the Tekufa of Teves, ends with enough time that we still can get, we can start the Tekufa of Nisan still in the Chidush of the month, which is the 14th. Okay, if we see it's going beyond the 15th, it's not going to work anymore. Okay.
Someone can say Kiddush Lamana until the 15th
of the month. Exactly. You can say it until the 15th of the month because that's B'Chidusha. It's still
the new month.
It's still the new month. After that, it becomes a Lavana Yeshana, and we can't be Mekadesh and a Lavana Yeshana.
If you are in Sveika as to when Rosh Chodesh was, do you get to the... And when you're in Sveika, you assume the previous month was Chaser, it seems like, from what we're learning. So then, on that, do you have till the 15th or the 16th to make Kiddush Levana?
I don't know the answer.
Right.
Kiddush Levana.
What?
Put it in your phone, otherwise you'll forget the question. Put it in your phone, the question. You'll forget.
Unreal, what goes on here.
Very good question.
Thank you.
Never a dull moment here. Amalahu. Amalahu Rav Nachman Lehinon Nechusi Yoma. Rav Nachman said to the seafarers, to the, what do they have? They call it a seafarer?
Okay.
A seafarer? Merchants. Sailors, the merchants. Sailors. Pirates? Merchants, sailors. People are out in the sea. Nechusi Yoma.
Oh.
Seafarer, or a sailor. He says to the sailors. Rav Nachman said to the sailors. Atun deloya disa bekviya diarcha. You people who don't know when the month was kavua, because you have no idea what happened on dry land when you guys were out in sea. So you don't know when the new month was actually celebrated, when it was actually determined. So kichazisu siara, when you see the moon, demashlim liyoma, that its light is completing the day. So, in other words, you see when the sun is coming up, when there's nates, you see the moon going down. At that exact point, when you see the moon the moon down, I guess. The moon down and the sun rise. When you see that the moon is mashlim l'yoma, it is it's completing its shine in the day. Be'iru chamira. At that point, you should be mava'er, meaning you should dispose of your chamira, your chametz. Right? You should burn your chametz.
Actually, I don't understand. The seafarers could probably see, it's very dark out there. They could probably see it.
Oh, that's what the Gemara is going to say right now. The Gemara is going to say that. Excellent.
I wrote that in.
Okay. Oh, you did that. Okay, very good. So the Gemara says, Emas mashlim, when does the moon mashlim the day exactly? That's b'chamesar. That's on the 15th of the month, meaning the 15th of the month is when there's an exact... that's the exact time in which the sunrise comes and the moon sets. So that's the exact time. But how can you tell them to do bir chametz when that exact point is happening, that the moon is going down and the sun is coming up, or the moon is no longer visible and the sun is coming up? That's the 15th. But we don't do bir chametz on the 15th. We do it on the 14th. The 15th is already an Isser chametz. It's already an Isser Pesach. So why are you telling them to do it on the 15th? That's the 14th. So the Gemara says no, because these seafarers, since they have an unobstructed view of the horizon, lididhu, for them, demagluluhu alma, where the world is revealed, merabesar.
What does that mean, the world is revealed?
They can see the horizon.
They can see it unobstructed.
They don't have the Empire State Building blocking them. They don't have mountains. No buildings, no nothing obstructing them. They can see exactly.
Much clearer than the sea.
So they can see everything, merabesar mashlim. They can already see from the 14th. They can already see that the moon is shining as the sun is coming up.
The moon is lower visibly in the sky.
Exactly. For the seafarers, they can see it. For us, we cannot. It is only for us. We can only see it, I guess, on the 15th. Is when we can see it. That's when the moon is somewhat further up.
Every month, and you'll see it better than we do.
Rav Nachman said, for them, in the 21st century, when they have Pesach cruises, they should also know this.
In the 21st century, we don't have shluchim and we don't have edei bez, so we already have a calendar. So it's not pertinent.
Maybe they forgot to take the calendar with them.
Okay, maybe we forgot to. Okay, they'll just WhatsApp. Okay, we're back to the WhatsApp. We'll stop here. It's perfect. It's right at the Mishnah. And a Thursday, even though the Chafal from the base stops at the two dots, we're actually going to complete all the way until the Mishnah of Chav Beis Amar Aleph, because it's only a few lines and it'll be Mashlim the Sugya.
We'll do that.
These Gemaras are not coming up. They're not very, very difficult.
Are you ready to go to the Chasana?
You're going back to the chasana.
You ready?
Who's getting married?
Call your house. Let's go.
What?
You going to the chasana?
Yeah.
Who's getting married? I told you. Yeah.